morning.
Good morning.
We are here. Give us a moment. So this is our full moon day.
Yes.
Full moon in what?
Capricorn.
Let us start with the debt crisis, or the debt crisis is a good word for it, the debt push, the debt deadline, all of these things. There is a common reverberation going out there these days that elections have consequences. It was our vehicle read an article the other day where there was this concern in Wisconsin over the upcoming recall elections where some were going to try to punish the Democrats for leaving and creating the budget situation that occurred there with the governor trying to push his union busting laws through the budgets. And someone said, well, you know, elections have consequences. But there's something about this last election that is becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. And that is how much false advertising was done by the Republicans. What do we mean by that? Well, the idea that they were going to come in and bring jobs in some fashion, or that they were going to rein in some of the excesses of the previous years. And yet they came in and pushed their social conservative agenda. First thing. To the person that says elections have consequences, we would agree. We would agree. One of the consequences is that now you have liars in office. They lied to get into the office. And now that their true selves are coming out, and you are wondering, who are these people? We did not vote for what they are bringing in. And that is where discernment comes in. That is where your ability to read the tea leaves, if you will. And we are making fun of the tea partiers. So those who are getting a little sticker shock, we would say to you, start to wake up. Start to wake up. Sometimes it's very important that you not just hire someone to do something, you make sure they do what you hired them to do. There was a story many years ago about these people who would hoodwink old people on repairs to their home. They would find an area where there was a little bit of water damage, and they would go into the roof and come down with pieces of wood that were damaged that they had brought up there with them. They were not even parts of the roof. And they would say, oh, it's really bad. We're going to have to get in there and do some real work. And they would come in and they would swindle thousands of dollars for repairs that they weren't even doing. And the real epitome of this story, our vehicle remembers, was this one man who went up there for a whole week, went into the attic of this older person's home and worked for an entire week and then left. And the older person wanted to see what was done and finally pulled themselves into the attic to discover that this person had been nailing nails in a big circle in the ground, into the ceiling, into the roof, the floor of the attic. It was just this big circle of nails. That is what you are seeing with the Republicans right now. They are coming in, they're making a lot of noise, but they're really just nailing a circle in the floor of the attic. Because their intent never was to do what they came in to do, what they said they would do. Oh yes, some of it they want. They definitely want to cut programs, and they definitely want to push people off the rolls of safety nets. They want to pull the safety nets away from people. That is true. But to do it with the intent of strengthening the country? No. No. Now, many of you have asked over the years, what does it mean to be connected to the law of one? What does it mean to be that? What does it mean to say that all are one? We would look at the Bible for a moment and the story of Cain and Abel, very first brothers in the Bible. And when Cain killed Abel. And then God went looking for Abel. This is the story. He came upon Cain, and Cain said, I'm not my brother's keeper. But yes, you are. That is the story in your Bible. And yet how many people misinterpret that? And then, of course, there's the story that the Christ person told of the Good Samaritan who saw the man who was robbed and thrown into the ditch and picked him up and tended to his wounds and fed him and clothed him. Or the story of the money changers. These stories have validity. Yet it is interesting to us how much they are being misrepresented. We say this because you are moving into a time where the entire money system has to be reevaluated. There's talk of means testing Medicare and means testing Social Security. We would means test wealth. In other words, how wealthy are you? And how wealthy is the other person? And if you want to call that redistribution of wealth, Welcome to the Law of One. It means that you cannot throw someone under the bus because you are all connected. You have seen these chain gang, bunch of inmates who are chained together to work on something outside of the prison. To a certain degree, that is society. You are all chained to this planet, or however you wish to look at it. You are all in this boat. And so to the extent that you reach out and help those who are not keeping up to keep up, or slow down the bus so that those who could not get on quickly can get on. That is to the extent that you will find yourself in a world, a harmony, a harmonious world. To the extent that you single out groupings that you wish to eliminate or denigrate, well, you are about to see where that kind of thinking will get you. You are going to see it. Why are you going to see it? Because it is something that has to be seen, to be understood and believed, and then dealt with. You are seeing now, at this particular junction with the debt, the Republicans are definitely scared. Why are they scared? Why are the older Republicans scared? Because they know that this isn't just bullshit. They know that something's coming. They've been aware of it for a long time. And so now you've got this new grouping of young Republicans, young Tea Partiers, who don't have the memory, really don't have the memory of a time when you lived more in harmony. And they think that where they are going is this harmonious place. But they are wrong. Now, on the flip side, you have the liberal Democrats, and of course you can see where that is also going. You can look at places like Greece and Italy. Obviously there's an extreme in that direction that is just as undesirable. So these extremes are going to pull the balance. And look at your president. Look at how he is attempting to get everyone to move to the middle. Imagine you are on a boat in a storm. Not a big ship, a little boat. Wouldn't you want everyone to get to the middle of the boat? To weather the storm? You wouldn't want someone hanging off one side or hanging off the other side. As we have said about Mr. Obama, he is here for a purpose. And it is not the evil purpose that some have been attributing to him. It is an attempt to snap both the left and the right out of their idealistic trance. Now, how will that play out? For some, a lot of turmoil. For others, they will not even know it happened. How close are you to where you are going will indicate how far you have to travel to get there. We have been telling many for years, those who have been listening to us, to find their home, find their security and their comfort, because that will be necessary. Those who have not been doing that are going to find themselves in some very, very, very stressful situations. Is it too late? It's never too late. Never too late. But you are definitely coming up on it very quickly. And so you are seeing with the news and the meetings and such a lot of scrambling. to avert yet another potential disaster, financial disaster. But there are some who want the disaster. And they are elected officials, and they want the disaster. So yes, elections have consequences. And if you are one who threw the baby out with the bathwater in the last election, and now find yourselves sticker shocked, there will be other elections. Make better choices. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.